Hi, I'm Master Gardener John Fisher with KLCC's Good Gardening. As spring rears its lovely head, you may find some of your holdover plants doing the same thing. Cabbage, Brussels sprouts, kale, and other cruciferous vegetables are producing seed heads right now. Broccoli, cauliflower, and Romanesco are bred to produce a huge flower bud that you eat. But the flower buds on collard greens, bok choy, arugula, and the like are nutritious, tasty, and available. Harvesting early is the best way to get tender shoots for steaming or stir-fry. If they're connected to the plant with stringy fibers, it's time to make a pureed soup. Many people will discard broccoli if it has yellow flowers on it. Don't be one of those people. Blooming broccoli and the other faux broccoli flower shoots that I've been harvesting are perfectly suitable for cooking and can provide a little color to your vegetable stir-fry, too. While you're snipping off the flower buds, look down the stem of the plant for new tender leaves. The fresh spring growth can make a great addition to a stew or that pot of flower bud greens that you're cooking up. Another fine thing to add to any dish needing garlic, and what dish doesn't, is spring garlic. Go into the garden and dig up one or two of the small garlic plants. But instead of using just the bulb, chop up the whole plant. The flavor will be milder, but you can make up for quality with quantity. If you missed harvesting a bulb last year, you'll have a clump of garlic growing. Those plants will not produce good garlic bulbs, they're just too close together. But they are a perfect source of spring garlic and a reminder to be more thorough at harvest time this year. I'm John Fisher with KLCC's Good Gardening.